Secure, secure, secure. Calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's Red Tea as usual by G4NJH in Nottingham. The copy of the script of this broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 25th of March 2018. Here are the main news headlines. Prepare for SOS Radio Week. Next deadline brought forward. HMS Belfast heard on Radio 4. This year's SOS Radio Week starts a little over 5 weeks' time. It runs from the 1st to the 31st of May, in line with the Royal National Lifeboats Institute own May Day fundraising events. SOS Radio Week aims to raise awareness of the RNLI through amateur radio and optionally raise money. This can be for a specific lifeboat station or for the RNLI's May Day Fund. This year, the RNLI is hoping to raise £750,000 to fund vital kit that will keep volunteer lifeboat crews safe. There's an SOS Radio Week award scheme for working registered stations. Registered stations can be individual or groups operating on any band or mode. It's not too late to register for SOS Radio Week. Visit www.sosradioweek.org.uk for further details. Due to unforeseen circumstances, we have to bring forward the deadline for the next GB2RS News. Please send all information for next week's broadcast by the end of Monday, the 26th of May, which is to say tomorrow. We're very sorry for having to make this one-time change at such short notice. HMS Belfast was featured on Radio 4 last week. Paddy O'Connell issued a short piece on the Broadcasting House programme last Sunday the 18th. The sounds of the bridge wireless office and even the automatic antenna tuner were heard for the first time on national radio. Volunteer Jonathan Kempster was instrumental in getting their special event call sign GGCN mentioned and explained. A recording of the broadcast is available on the radio on the BBC Radio 4 Broadcasting House website. The HMS Belfast segment is about 20 minutes into the programme. The National 5 MHz team has received the terrible news that one of its most dedicated mainstays, Tony Lord, G8DQZ, passed away last week. He was a GB2RS newsreader on 5 MHz for many years and instrumental in the UK 5 MHz experiment, which led to the band being made available to the UK and latterly more countries around the world. The RSGB Youth Committee is looking for motivated young people to volunteer as youth regional representatives. This role includes implementing the RSGB Youth Strategy, providing a point of contact for young members within their region, attending occasional outreach events and working closely with the regional team. Reporting to the Youth Committee Chairman, representatives would also be invited to attend an annual physical meeting in addition to teleconferencing. Expenses will be reimbursed in line with RSGB policy. So if you're interested, please contact Youth Committee Chairman Mike Jones, 20MLJ, via email to youth.chairman@rsgb.org.uk and include a contact phone number. Starting on Easter Monday, the 2nd of April, the RSGB is extending the National Radio Centre opening to 6 days a week. It will now be open every day except Tuesdays. The NRC opening hours are 9:30am to 4pm in winter and 5pm in summer, the same hours as its host, Bletchley Park. An interactive presentation at the National Radio Centre highlights the importance of the role of voluntary interceptors in the Second World War and the crucial involvement of the RSGB. A new webpage highlighting the role of voluntary interceptors is at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0326a for alpha, and there's a commemorative plaque mounted in the reception area of the NRC. Advanced news now that Kent Raynet is looking for volunteers to help support the Long Distance Walking Association's 100-mile coastal walk between the 26th and 29th of May, ending in Dover. Whether you're licensed or not, could you bring technical organisation, radio or telephone skills to help the event? For more information, see www.kentraynet.org/LDWA or contact info at kentraynet.org if you think you might be able to help. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today the 25th, the Kellington Radio Rally takes place at Kellington Town Hall, Kellington in Cornwall, PL177BD. There is ample adjacent free car parking, doors open at 10 and admittance is £2. There will be a bring and buy and trade stands and catering is available on site. The rally organised jointly by Devon and Cornwall Repeater Group and Kellington Amateur Radio Society. More information from Roger on 07854 088 882. Also today, the Withall Radio Club Hamfest takes place at Withall House, Silver Street, B476LZ. Free on-site parking is available, doors open at 10 a.m. with access for disabled from approximately 9:30. Admission £4.50. There'll be four separate halls of traders, including club stands and bring and buy. Information from Ian Reeve, 01386 839 655. Finally for today, the Causeway Coast Glens ARC Radio Rally is at Bush Mills Community Centre, 414 Dunluce Road, BT578QG. There's an on-site parking and on-site disabled parking. Doors open from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m, with disabled guests gaining access at 10:45. Admittance is £3. Light refreshments will be available, including tea, coffee, sausage rolls and sandwiches. There'll be a bring and buy, RSGB bookstall and trade stands. Contact Stevie Morrow, MI0ULK, on 07544923956. We haven't got any rallies listed for next weekend. To get your rally or event information onto GB2RS News, Radcom or the RSGB website, email details please to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Mainly, normally quiet locations will be on the air this weekend, taking part in the CQ Worldwide WPXSSB contest, so look for strong signals from unusual places. Gab Barris, an HB9TSW, who is in the Swiss Air Force, will be in Pristina, Kosovo, from the 29th of March to the 19th of April, as part of NATO mission. He'll be active as Z68BG in his spare time, especially evenings and Sundays. He'll be running 100-watt CW to a ground plane on 80 to 17 metres. He uses Logbook of the World. CHAMP E21EIC will be active from Laos from the 27th to the 31st of March. He'll be operating as XW1IC on the HF bands, QSL Home Call, OQRS and Logbook of the World. Gérard F2VX will be active as Fox Mike stroke call sign from Martinique, which is NA107. Until the 18th of April 2018, he is working on HF, QSL via Fox 2 Victor X-ray. Now for special event news. Special event station news for April did not arrive in time to be included in the printed edition of Radcom, but the information can be found on the RSGB website, tinyurl.com/SES-0418. From Monday the 26th of March till Sunday the 8th of April, Paul MI1AIB will be operating GB8BKY and GB8EGT for this year's RAFARS Airfields on the Air event. GB8BKY for the former RAF Ballykelly is from his home QTH, whilst GB8EGT for the former RAF Eglinton will be from his work QTH, courtesy of the City of Derry Airport. Operations will be mostly holiday style and notified by the usual social media outlets whenever possible. Chris Clark W6CBC will be activating K2BSA/6 at Camp Emerson Leadership Camp in Idyllwild, I think that's pronounced, in California, from the 24th to the 26th of March. This leadership camp will prepare new unit leaders with the introduction to leadership skills for troops curriculum and introduce and demonstrate radio scouting to these new leaders. More information, www.k2bsa.net. Now for contest news, CQ Worldwide WPXSSB contest ends its run at 23:59 UTC today, Sunday the 25th. Using SSB only on the 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange is signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, UKACSHF contest takes place from 18.30 UTC to 21.30 UTC. Using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Note that different bands are in use at different times. On Wednesday, the UKEICC 80 meter contest takes place from 1900 UTC to 2000 UTC, using CW only on the 3.5 megs bands. The exchange is your 4-character locator. Next weekend, the bands will be fairly busy. The UKEICCDXCW contest takes place from 1200 UTC on Saturday to 1200 UTC on Sunday, using all the contest bands from 3.5 to 28 megs CW only. The exchange is signal report, serial number and district code. Also, from 1200 UTC on the Saturday to 1200 UTC on the Sunday, the Russian WW multi-mode contest takes place, using all modes 1.8 to 28 megs bands. The exchange's signal report and serial number, with Russian stations also sending their oblast code. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLANG4BAO. Last week once again was dominated by unsettled geomagnetic conditions, which really didn't help HF propagation. The K-index rose to 5 on Monday the 19th after the solar wind stream from a coronal hole, flowing faster than 550 km per second, triggered a moderate G2 geomagnetic storm at higher latitudes. This can occur due to process called magnetic reconnection after charged particles that are collected in the magnetotail behind the Earth are violently accelerated back towards us after opposing magnetic fields connect. As a result, widespread visible aurora were reported across parts of Scotland, a rare phenomenon called Steve. A strong thermal emission velocity enhancement was also seen during displays of the aurora borealis. A Steve is a very narrow auroral arc aligned east-west and extending for hundreds or thousands of miles. The net effect was largely suppressed maximum usable frequencies, with a Fairford ionosonde showing that even 18 megs was struggling to open during daylight on Tuesday. By Wednesday, the ionosphere still hadn't recovered from, and the daytime critical frequency was still around the 5 megs mark. However, north-south paths remained reasonable, with Andy M0NKR reporting contacts into Equatorial Guinea, Congo and Cameroon via 12 metres on Monday. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain around 68, and HF propagation will once again be dominated by geomagnetic effects. However, the K-index is predicted to be no higher than 3 all week, so conditions should be better than they have been. VHF and up, we'll have another week with less than enthusiastic weather support for an enhanced tropo mode, with only the brief nearby approach of a ridge of high pressure close to southern Britain around midweek. Once again, it's low pressure that dominates, and therefore tropo looks hard to find. There is hope that showers developing in the unsettled weather spells will give some rain scatter opportunities in the microwave bands, especially since heading into April means there is the prospect of some quite strong convection. This can create heavy rain or hail showers, perhaps even thunderstorms. Check the forecast to make sure you don't go off to work and leave the antennas plugged in on those showery days. There have been a handful of 10-metre sporadic EQSOs in the last week. They seem to be associated with strong jet stream activity. It will be worth making a daily check of the upper air charts on propquest.co.uk in the weather section to see if there's any potential for sporadic E related to jet stream wind-produced turbulence, and check the clusters for reports of short skip on 10 metres. It's a good week for EME, with moon declination at maximum today and perigee tomorrow, leading to lowest path losses and strong moon windows. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.